podcast. My name is Amanda and I'm here with my very lovely mother.
Hi, I'm Jeanette.
And today we are going to be ranking Magic Kingdom's table service restaurants. So originally I thought we could rank all of Magic Kingdom's restaurants, and then I realized how many restaurants there are.
Magic Kingdom and things and stuff there.
So I was quickly like, well, I guess we're just going to do the table service restaurants because there are 8 table service restaurants in Magic Kingdom, if you can believe it, which blew my mind.
I know. When Amanda said you have to rank all 8, I said, 8? What 8?
So I'm going to read out in alphabetical order the 8 restaurants are going to be ranking. So that way, if you're driving or if you're cleaning, you can kind of think in your head how you would rank these restaurants. And then we'll go through our rankings from 8 to 1. So the first is Be Our Guest, Cinderella's Royal Table, The Crystal Palace, The Diamond Horseshoe, Skipper Canteen, Liberty Tree Tavern, The Plaza Restaurant, and Tony's Town Square. So those are the 8 table service restaurants. And yeah, let's get to our rankings. So what is in your number 8?
Okay, let's start with the idea here that we do not eat at most of these restaurants.
We actually don't. Yeah, this is kind of tricky for us because we don't eat a lot of these.
We don't like the Magic Kingdom restaurants. I mean, just don't. And like I said, because we knock out characters and family style and a couple of other things, it kind of knocks some of these out of the running anyway. But I did rank them because if I had to go to them for dinner, I was thinking of where I would go.
Yeah.
So my number 8 is the Diamond Horseshoe.
Okay.
That's a family style, like smoked meat kind of barbecue that we did something like that at the Wilderness Lodge one time, and it was a bust. So that would be my number 8. I would never go to the Diamond Horseshoe.
So in my number 8, so as I go through mine, I'll give some background to them, but I had a different number 8, so I'll talk about the Diamond Horseshoe when I get to it. And for my number 8, I put the Plaza restaurant. So I put the Plaza because we have eaten at the Plaza before and I did not like it. So that's why I put it as number 8. So Disney says the Plaza restaurant discovered casual dining amid an atmosphere of turn of the century elegance at this charming gem located at the end of Main Street, USA. I will say the atmosphere is very nice.
Cute.
I do like the atmosphere. It's really cute. It's very small. It's not very large. Mm-hmm. It is an American a la carte style restaurant for lunch and dinner. And so when I was there, I had the Impossible Chili Burger, which is an Impossible Burger topped with Impossible Chili, Pico de Gallo, a plant-based cheddar on a potato roll. And it was terrible. It was not good. So I would not go back there personally. So I will say too, if you're new to our podcast, I am a vegetarian. So I will be talking about a lot of plant-based foods. My family is not vegetarian. So they do eat meat and fish and everything like that. But yeah, but this Impossible Burger with Impossible Chili was not good. It was just, the chili was not good. The burger was not very great. The potato roll was not very good. I didn't get it with the plant-based cheddar because I don't really like vegan cheese to begin with. And I'm not vegan. I'm just vegetarian. Yeah, but that's why I put it as my number 8 because I didn't think it was very good. I didn't even think their french fries were that good. I thought they were a bit like cold when we got them, which I guess I could have just asked them to heat them up. But
last time we went there, it was not a good experience.
Yeah, the only thing that was good there was the milkshake. So given that, the milkshake was good, but that I would say that was about it. And that's why I chose to put it as my number 8 since I had been there and I just didn't really like it. So sorry to the Plaza restaurant. All right, what is your number 7?
Liberty Tree Tavern.
Liberty Tree Tavern. That was also my number 7 was Liberty Tree Tavern.
We had been to Liberty Tree Tavern years and years and years and years ago, and at the time it was an a la carte deal.
Yes.
But not any kind of food that you got that either kid was interested in. I think maybe you may have been even too young to eat when we went there. But now it's a family style anyway.
Yes. So I will say Liberty Tree Tavern is described as pay tribute to our founding fathers as you dine at this stately colonial style inn serving traditional New England inspired fare. It is an American family style type of serving for lunch and dinner. And I will say too, we're mainly focusing on dinner here because some of these will serve breakfast, but not all of them serve breakfast. So we're just going to focus on dinner to make it a bit easier. It is $42 for adults and $23 for children. And you can either pick the All You Care to Enjoy Bill of Fare or All You Care to Enjoy Plant-Based Tavern Keeper's Feast. So you either get like the regular one, so to speak, or the plant-based one. The main thing you get is like a salad, and they call it the Patriot's Platter, which is roasted turkey, pot roast, oven roasted pork with mashed potatoes, seasonal vegetables, herb stuffing, and a house-made macaroni and cheese. And this also comes with the ooey gooey toffee cake. I've heard phenomenal things.
Yes, the ooey gooey toffee cake is real, and probably the macaroni and cheese are the only two things that are worth going for.
Yeah, I have heard that people who do like eating this meat in this fashion is very good. I've heard like positive things about it overall.
But it's the same as the Wilderness Lodge and the Diamond, the Liberty Tree. We don't eat that kind of food.
So for the plant-based, you would get the Impossible Meatloaf with the same fixings. Mm-hmm. Although you don't get the ooey gooey toffee cake, you get the Johnny Appleseed's warm apple cake, which I guess because that's vegan and the ooey gooey toffee cake is not. But I would rather that because I'm not vegan. So again, we just don't eat this family style type of meat.
No.
You know,
no.
I don't even eat meat. So And what's your number six then?
Well, number six was hard because it was between that and another one. But number six is the Cinderella Royal Table, only because we've never eaten there.
Yeah.
Their menu's not bad. Like if I had to eat there, their menu's not bad. But they're a character, very expensive character.
Yeah. So
dinner.
We don't really do character dining personally. Again, we don't really do buffet style dining. We don't really do family style dining.
Right.
And that is a lot of the dining in Magic Kingdom, unfortunately.
Yes.
So it did make this a bit tricky for us to
go
through.
Yes, made it tricky for that one.
Okay. So for my number six, that's where I put the Diamond Horseshoe. I put this one up a little bit higher because I figured if I was going to eat somewhere, I probably maybe would want to try this place out. So the Disney described it as money inside this old West music hall to feast on an all you care to enjoy a holiday inspired dinner your whole family will love. And again, it's American food in that family style from lunch and dinner. It basically it's very similar to Liberty Tree Tavern, both in price and in what they actually serve. So it is that $42 for adults and $23 for children. It basically, it's the same menu.
Same menu.
So that's why I was kind of confused because it was basically
the
same menu.
Atmosphere. Just
in different atmospheres. Mm-hmm. But I kind of just put it there because I guess these two are almost interchangeable for me, the Liberty Tree Tavern and the Diamond
Horseshoe. You would think that they would come up with a different menu.
Maybe I should have put the Liberty Tree Tavern before because I probably like that atmosphere better than the Old West atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they were kind of hard to honestly decide. So, all right, what is in your number five?
Number five was Be Our Guest.
You put Be Our Guest there.
We ate at Be Our Guest. I have to admit, it was okay. I was not impressed.
So Be Our Guest used to serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm-hmm. They now only serve lunch and dinner. They took away
took the breakfast away. Yeah, we did have the breakfast there one time.
Yes,
I was not
did.
Impressed with that either.
Well, I thought the pastries were great. Well, I think the Be Our Guest breakfast back in the day, I think it wasn't bad. It was just very expensive for what you got.
For what you got. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
I can't remember how much it was, but you were paying like $50 per adult.
Well, you were paying just to sit inside.
For not that great of food.
No.
For like very basic type of food. Mm-hmm. It was nothing too crazy. And that's why I think the Be Our Guest breakfast wasn't really worth it.
Had a hard time getting a table. When we finally got a table, they sat us in an area where some of the tables still had the chairs on top of the table. So it was kind of like an odd room. They put us in the right room, whatever that room was. I forget what room it was. We weren't in the main hall and we weren't in where the beast was.
For the breakfast, we were in the main
hall. We're in the main hall. But for dinner that time, we sat in one of the other rooms to
the
right.
East wing. Yeah.
It wasn't the nicest room out of the whole thing. So I think the whole fighting with them to even try to get a table where they were going to seat us together and do different things, that was kind of hard. I'm kind of jaded when it comes to that. And the food was expensive and okay. It wasn't like, oh, gee, we paid all that money and it was really worth it.
Yeah, for my number five, this is where I have the Crystal Palace. Mm-hmm. So the Crystal Palace is described as dine in Victorian splendor in this greenhouse-inspired Crystal Palace, idyllically set on Main Street, USA. Join Winnie the Pooh and friends for a whimsical all-you-care-to-enjoy buffet breakfast, lunch, or dinner. So as you can imagine, it is American food and they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner in the buffet style. It is character dining, so you meet all the Winnie the Pooh characters. It is $61 for adults to do this buffet style for dinner at the very least. I will say you can't really tell what's served here because when you look on the menu, it just says there's an assortment of food. So I don't really know what necessarily the food that's at this buffet, but we don't eat here because we don't really eat buffet style
food. We've
had
breakfast.
And we don't really meet the characters. Mm. So that's kind of why I put it at number five. However, I would eat here. I would mean like that's why I have it in the middle because I would try it. I think it sounds really interesting.
Well, that's one of the reasons it's up on my list because when we had breakfast there, it was always very good.
Yeah,
very,
that's
very
what I'm
good.
Saying. Like I would want to go here perhaps for breakfast and I think it would be fun to meet the characters. I think the atmosphere when you look inside is super cute. So I would eat here, but we just haven't eaten here in a long time. All right, what's your number four?
Number four was Tony's. I was not impressed when we went to Tony's. We tried it again last year. I was not impressed.
You're saying
at
that
all.
For every restaurant.
Yes.
It's a very negative podcast.
I'm sorry. I really don't like Magic Kingdom restaurants. I have to say that it was not good. Really not good. And I had the basic spaghetti and meatball. You figure that spaghetti and meatball, like people were raving about the spaghetti and meatballs. I know that everybody loved the bread. It was garlic bread with that sauce that it came with. I don't eat garlic bread personally because it just doesn't agree with me most of the time. I just taste garlic too much. But the Tony's, I just couldn't. I ate the spaghetti and meatballs. It was really not good. You know, I've had it in some of the other restaurants like in Epcot and different places, and it's good. This was not good at all. So I was not happy with it. But if I had to eat somewhere, then at least that's number four.
Yeah. My number four, I put Cinderella's Royal Table. Mm. So I will say I've never eaten at Cinderella's Royal Table, but I would love to. The Disney describes it as dine inside Cinderella Castle during this one-of-a-kind fairy tale dining experience. It serves American food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and it is character dining. You meet the princesses during your meal, but the princesses do change out, so you don't always meet the same princesses depending upon what time of year you go and what's going on. But you always at least meet Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty, and Snow White. So you always get like the main three, and then sometimes Mulan will be there, sometimes it's Pocahontas, sometimes it's Moana. It kind of depends who the other princesses may be during the day. Sometimes it's Merida, I think, too, also goes there. So yeah, so I would probably try to check with someone to see which princesses are going to be there if you really want to go to make sure you meet a certain princess to make sure you try to meet the ones that you're looking to meet. But at the very least, you'd meet Cinderella, Aurora, and Snow White. It is a fixed fixed price for 3 courses for $85. So it is quite expensive. If I was going for my entree, I would get the Parisian gnocchi, which is seasonal vegetables, celery root puree, and a vegetable demi glaze over like gnocchi, basically. So I would say the food doesn't necessarily look like super like, oh, I'm excited for this food. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going for that atmosphere to be right in the Cinderella's castle. And that's why I would love to do it, just because I've never eaten here before. And I think it'd just be really cool just to eat in Cinderella's castle. I have heard some positive things about some of their other meat dishes that people say some of their meat dishes are very good. But again, I don't eat meat personally, so I can't really speak to that. And I wouldn't order those dishes myself. I also have heard some positive things too about their desserts that they serve there, because dessert is included. So you get dessert no matter what. So yeah, I've heard their desserts are also very good there as well. But yeah, I would just love to eat here. And that is actually why I ranked it so highly. So even though I haven't eaten here, this would be like, if I was going to pick to say we have to eat here at some place, it's like, all right, let's try it. I want to go there. I want to see what it's all about. All right, what is your number three?
Number three was the Plaza. Only because I agree, last time we were there, it was horrible. French fries were cold. There was hardly any on the dish to begin with. We had comes with a salad or something. We had some kind of salad or something before, I remember. Yeah, that was horrible. My hamburger was okay. But I feel that if you have to eat somewhere, it was like my choice to say, okay, I could go and order a cheeseburger and some French fries. And if I don't really drink milkshakes, they're heavy. But if I wanted, I could have milkshake or ice cream or whatever. So I would go there for that as opposed to anything else. That's why it became number three for me.
No, that's fair. Yeah, I had put it so down so far because that was one of the worst burgers I've ever had. So I was like, because I've actually eaten there, I just can't do it. Yeah. And I would not go back there personally. All right, from my number three, this is where I have Be Our Guest. So enter the Beast's Enchanted Castle for an unforgettable dining experience. Bon Appetit. They serve American and French cuisine. Again, they used to serve breakfast, but they no longer do. Now it only says lunch and dinner on Disney's website. It is fixed pricing. And for dinner, it's $70 for adults for a 3-course dinner. If I was going right now, I would order the pan roasted squash, which is eggplant with black garlic puree, grilled sourdough, and olive tapenade. I will say I did love Be Our Guest. So my mom didn't really have as good of an experience on her end, but I absolutely loved it. I thought both times when we went, I think you're going for the atmosphere when you're there. Even the side room that we were in, like the East Wing, isn't as like, it's not the main room, it's not the West Wing. I think it still was very nice. There's like this ornamenting kind of like animatronic sort of that kind of spins around in the center. There's a lot of art on the walls that kind of depicts the different scenes from the movies. It's a much more brighter room. So for instance, if you're in the West Wing, it's a dark room. Mm-hmm. The East Wing is very bright. So I did kind of like that. I think if they were going to redo that room, they should have made it the library. I think that would have been a lot better theming. I think it doesn't really make sense because you don't eat the library. So I think most people be like, why is the library? You don't eat in here. But I don't know. I think they should have done it as the library though instead to make it a better
theme.
Skip a
cantina, they make it a library room. So
yeah, but like in formal ornate library like that, you wouldn't necessarily eat in. Skip a canteen isn't really a library. It just has books somewhere on the walls. But yeah, or you're in the captain's quarters technically, I think. But anyway though, I loved it. I thought it was so great. Even when we went for breakfast, I thought the breakfast wasn't bad. I did like it. I just thought it was overpriced was the only thing. I think it's great when you walk in the front. There's this, it's like a whole experience kind of when you walk in, because you walk through, you know, this hallway of like all the knights in shining armor, which is really cool. They're kind of like coughing too, as if they're like alive, which I really love that it's like everything's alive. They play a lot of the Beauty and the Beast music, like instrumental Beauty and the Beast music, which I really love. I remember when we first walked in, they were playing Human Again, which is a song that was cut from the movie, but it is in the musical, like the stage show musical. And that's my favorite song from Beauty and the Beast is Human Again. And so both times we went, I did love it, but I would say I wouldn't necessarily go back because it is so expensive.
I was gonna say, you never really say, oh, I want to go to Beauty and the Beast.
No, like because it's so expensive.
I'm learning things here.
And as you can tell, my mom did not like it. So I'm not going to force my parents to spend like $300 to go to this restaurant that no one's ever really going to super love. Like, we only kind of want to go for the atmosphere. I remember the first time we went to, because the first time we went was for dinner. Again, it's a whole entrance when you walk in, and then you do meet the Beast.
Yes.
So you walk in, he greets you like in the foyer, which I thought was like kind of scary almost, because I wasn't expecting that the first time. I had never seen the Beast before. So when you see him, he's huge. He's gigantic. And I remember it was kind of daunting to be like, wow, that's the Beast. And obviously he's very cordial. He's very nice. You know, this is like the nice side of the Beast, not like the scary side in the beginning of the movie. But I imagine for children, that is a bit intimidating to walk up and see this like 10 to 12 foot Beast standing in front of you. And even if you don't get to meet him in the beginning, he does walk around during dinner as well. So you can see him when you walk around. You can try to catch him and get a photo, or, you know, just, you know, get a photo of him walking around. But that main room is just so beautiful. And I think I'm also biased too, because I just really do love Beauty and the Beast in a general sense.
I like it too, but like I said,
when I was in high school, this was one of our spring musicals, and I just have a very strong attachment to Beauty and the Beast because of that. So a lot of memories tied with that. And the first time I went, I was with my best friend Shannon. So I don't know, just a lot of memories just in general with Beauty and the Beast that I do love Be Our Guest restaurant, especially for the atmosphere. Just wish the food was a little better and it wasn't so overpriced. Okay, let's go to number two.
Okay, mine's Crystal Palace.
Crystal Palace?
Only because even though I don't like buffet, I feel that because we've been there, we were there a couple couple of times for breakfast.
Yes.
Everything was very good. The atmosphere is really cool, the Victorian atmosphere.
Yeah, it's really pretty.
The service was always really, really good. And the food was always good. Whatever they had as their selections and whatever we ate was always good. It wasn't like I walked out of there going, okay, I just spent all that money and I'm hungry, you know, kind of deal. So even though I don't like buffet, that one kind of, if I had to pick some place to try out, that would be the one that I would do.
You could always try that out again for breakfast, to do like the breakfast buffet there again, if you really wanted to.
Watch Winnie the Pooh come around and say hello to us.
Yeah, say hello to I think it's Pooh, Piglet, and Eeyore who come around. I think Tigger may also come around as well. So yeah, we can say hi to all the characters. But yeah, but I feel like I wanted to rank that one higher, but it was kind of getting hard when you have to get to the top of the list of like who you're going to rank.
Yeah.
So it was getting a bit tricky when I was getting to the top of my list.
Let's be honest here. If I had to rank anything, it'd be like, okay, we're out of the park.
Yeah, I will say we don't normally eat these restaurants because we do usually eat outside of Magic Kingdom. But I think we should expand our horizons and maybe try Crystal Palace again one day. And my number two, this is where I put Tony's Town Square Restaurant. So Disney describes it as, everyone loves Italian, but this is no ordinary Italian restaurant. It's where Lady and the Tramp had their first kiss. Very cute. It's American and Italian style food, a la carte for lunch and dinner. And the first thing I would order is that Tony's garlic bread. Honestly, that is why this is number two.
Yeah, I know everybody loved that.
That garlic bread is phenomenal. It is so good. It's for the table. It's $13 for the table, but you get a lot of garlic bread for $13.
With that sauce.
And yeah, it is so good. I can't even describe how good it is because it's like this focaccia style bread. It's like so soft, but it's kind of like an Italian roll. Mm-hmm. The garlic butter and sauce they have on it is just so good. They put like Parmesan breadcrumbs too on top of it. That's the reason why you're going to this restaurant. The spaghetti and the impossible meatballs that I had were okay, like my mom was saying. I've had much better impossible meatballs in the past. These ones were just okay. I thought the sauce on the spaghetti was fine. I didn't think it was anything like super amazing, but not, I didn't think it was bad either though, personally. And again, the spaghetti, it wasn't al dente. It was just kind of like a little mushy, but again, it wasn't bad.
Mine was like
crazy.
In pieces. It wasn't even full spaghetti. It was like in pieces.
I wonder what some of the other sauces, because they have other sauces like Alfredo.
I think
and
that if we
sauce.
Ever went back there again, I would go. I would be willing to try it again, but I would order something different. I would never order the pasta.
I think I would maybe try the rigatoni spicy vodka sauce because that also looked good. I think I almost ordered that last time too, but I think I wanted protein. That's where I got the impossible meatballs that were not the greatest. But yeah, I would go honestly just for the garlic bread. That sounds wild, but that's why this one made my number two. And I did think the atmosphere was pretty cute. Like it's in the front of the park.
It was. It's a very cute restaurant.
Yeah, it's very cute when you're. I mean, like all the
service
atmospheres
was great.
For these restaurants
restaurant
are pretty
was
good.
Cute. Yes.
Yeah, it's really just the food that were like not the greatest, honestly. But yeah, that garlic bread. I still think about that garlic bread, honestly. Right. It's been years.
We also have to remember that when I do sit down to a dinner, unfortunately, I always am worrying about if I'm not going to waste my calories.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people that if I'm going to pay all this
money, you want
and I'm going to sit down to eat a dinner.
Because we love food.
I really want to enjoy it. I am a food eater and I really would like to enjoy it. I don't look for dessert. I don't look for that kind of stuff. I look for a nice meal. And I find that as much as that was an okay meal, by the time you pay the money and by the time you walk out of that restaurant, you're like, okay, that was okay. You know, I didn't have a nice meal. And when I'm on vacation, I really want to have a nice meal.
Yeah, I feel that. And that's why we both have the same number one, which is Jungle Navigation LLC Skipper Canteen.
Skipper
Canteen. Quite the title. But Skipper Canteen is both of our number ones.
Mm-hmm.
Disney describes it as hungry for adventure, savor the tropical cuisine of this exotic outpost. It serves African, Asian, and Latin food a la carte for lunch and dinner. Mm-hmm. So we have been here a few times now, and both times we had good food.
Good food.
Honestly.
Good appetizers, good food, good drinks. I mean,
good service.
Nice. Interesting atmosphere.
Yeah, it's definitely
very
fun.
Interesting
yeah,
atmosphere.
We've always sat in the main room.
Main room.
Yeah,
yes.
But there are a few other different rooms you can sit in, but we just happened to just sit in the main room.
Yeah, very, very good. Service is always very good. The food is good. Everything's good. When we walk out of there, we don't walk out of there going, okay, that was okay. It was like, good. You know, it is an odd menu. So for a lot of people, we have friends who would never go there with us when we're down in Florida because it's got a very odd menu.
Yes, it's very eclectic, I would say. So I definitely say to check out the menu before you go.
Yes.
Because, I mean, like Magic Kingdom has plenty of American food that you can get. And this is the one that's like, if you want something more fun and different, this is where you should go.
Yes. So. But it's funny because we all have different tastes and all three of us have been okay once we eat there. It's been okay.
So we've had the Brazilian cheese bread before. Very good. There's like these little dense cheese breads that are super good. It's technically not on the menu, but the waiter
I thought it was secret, but then the guy told
he just
when
told
I told
us about
him,
it.
Isn't it secret? And then I heard him telling the other people, oh, we have Brazilian cheese bread. I was like, it's not secret.
When I was there, I had the Falls Family Falafel. This is actually on the appetizer part of the menu, but I do get it for my main course because it's really good. A secret recipe of chickpeas, garlic, onions, lemon juice, and herbs served with house-made edamame hummus and toasted pumpkin seeds. This is really good. I love falafel. I've always been a falafel fan. And I'll say this is one of the good falafels I've had. The edamame hummus is okay. I'm not a big edamame fan, so that's why I don't love this type of hummus, but it's not bad though. And it's one that has toasted pumpkin seeds on it because you don't see pumpkin seeds all the time. Right. So it is a good
meal. I said, and this restaurant's good for us because with Amanda being a veg vegetarian.
Well, they also have a tofu dish too that I've gotten in the past too. Mm-hmm. That's also good. It was very spicy the last time I got it. That's why I just
got a lot of the, that's another thing. Be careful because a lot of this food is spicy.
Yeah. Well, it's African and Asian and Latin food.
I love spice. My husband, not so much. So he's got to be careful with it.
If you want bland food, Tony's Town Square.
That's where you go.
No salt. There's no salt to be had on that food.
No,
Be our guest even too. I remember
it's high flavor.
Like not a lot of salt.
Yeah, except for the garlic bread. There's no high flavor in Tony's Tavern.
Yeah, we add lots of seasonings to our food when we cook. But I will say, I do like Skipper Canteen. I would recommend it, but I would say to check the menu since it is a bit different and you're not going to get like the standard like burgers and french fries that you can get in some of these other restaurants.
Right.
Especially if you have kids who maybe are like kind of picky eaters.
Yes, it's not for a picky eater because like I said, you have to look at the menu. It's very odd, very off-putting when you first look at it, but it really is a nice place.
Yes, so I will say, the table service restaurants in Magic Kingdom, as you can tell, are not our favorites.
No.
So we will
honest.
Yeah, we will rank the quick services in the future as well here in Magic Kingdom, as well as some of the other restaurants.
Some of those are good.
Other parks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I will say if we often eat in Magic Kingdom, we tend to go to a quick service rather than one of the table restaurants. But yeah, this is just our opinion. So if we're knocking down some of your favorite restaurants in Magic Kingdom, this is just our opinion.
Right.
I would love to hear what you love and what you order, because sometimes it is just the dish that you order. Maybe we're just ordering like the bad dishes, and there is a really good dish that we just don't know of. Again, I'm plant-based, so it's like, it just is what it is for me, that it's like, I just am limited to what I'm going to get.
There's not much of a selection for you. I have a little bit more of a selection.
Yeah, so it's like, but let us know. I will have a dedicated Instagram post on our Instagram, Spaceship Earth Design. So let me know, what do you order in these restaurants? What's your favorite meal? Do you think Cinderella's Royal Table for $85 per adult is worth it? Because I would love to go there, but it is expensive and I'm not sure if it's really worth it for us. So that's why we have not gone. But I would love to hear your thoughts about that and where you like to go. All right, so next up in our podcast first segment is some Disney news, but I'm actually not going to do any Disney news today because we are pre-recording almost a full month in advance
right now. All of vacations.
Yeah, so I don't want to do any Disney news because any Disney news we do will be a bit outdated by the time this podcast comes out. Mm-hmm. So for some life updates instead, by the time this podcast goes out next week, I am going to a conference in Las Vegas for work. So I'll be away for a couple of days in Las Vegas. It'll be my first time in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. I've never been to Vegas, so I'm super excited to go. I've heard that when we go, the food is going to be good because a lot of our vendors will kind of like host dinners for us, is what I've been told. And they tend to host like good places and like good buffets for us to get food. So I'm super excited. And even if not, I'm already kind of scoping out certain bakeries and places that I've always wanted to try in Las Vegas to try to get there. But yeah, and also just to see the Sphere. I've always wanted to see the Sphere. So I'm excited to see the Sphere. But yeah, I've never been to Las Vegas. So I'm excited to go to Las Vegas for my first time, even if it's only for 3 days just for this conference. I mean, like I'll probably be in conference mode the whole time and just see the conference exhibit halls, but still we'll be in Vegas. In 2 weeks, my mom is going to Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah. So
Northern Ireland.
Yeah. So what are you guys doing in Ireland?
Leitrim, and we're flying into Dublin and then we're driving up to Leitrim because that's where my husband's family was originally from. So we're going up into that county and up towards the west coast of Ireland.
Yeah.
And then we're coming back down towards Belfast, staying in Belfast and then driving back down to Dublin and flying home.
Yeah. If you wanted to do a podcast episode just on my mom recapping her Ireland trip, let us know, because I did think about putting that in the mix, even though it's non-Disney. Mm-hmm. I do think, I mean, like, Disney is kind of like a travel, like this is considered a travel podcast if you look on like podcast categories. Mm-hmm. So that would be a travel episode. So I did kind of think about
I could give you just a little recap of...
Yeah, or maybe we could always do that as like a bonus episode, like a bonus episode, just like a quick recap of you just talking about Ireland and your experience, because I do think that is really interesting and fun to think about, especially like I've never been to Ireland before, so I would love to go one day.
Yeah, I was to Ireland with my husband three years ago, I guess it was. He kept moaning about it, wanting to go to Ireland, and at the last minute we just said, let's go.
Yeah.
And we booked it and went Halloween week. We were in Ireland and it was cold and it was rainy and it was windy, but I gotta tell you, it was very, very nice. Mm-hmm. People in Ireland are friendly. They were running the Dublin Marathon when we were there. So all the bars had all the families of all the people running the marathons and doing this, and everybody talks to you. Even the waiter, when he delivers your food, will sit down and have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
We did Dublin down towards Killarney and up through that mile drive that we did, and then up around back to Dublin. Oh, we did the southern part.
Yeah.
None of the tours. We didn't do any of the standard tours. We didn't do any of that. We kind of just got in the car. My husband drove and we got in the car and just toured. So even though the weather was bad, there were no tourists. It's a bad season to go because tourists don't want to be in the rain.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, we lucked out. No traffic, no big long lines. Restaurants were easy to get into. We actually had a ball.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, so maybe we'll do like maybe just like a 20-minute bonus episode of my mom just recapping her Ireland trip or something. Or maybe we'll just do a full episode. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where the
when I get back,
us.
I'll let you know if I enjoyed it enough.
And then the first week of May, we will be going to Disney World. So we do have our countdown going down. So all that to say, all of the episodes coming out after this one are all going to be pre-recorded because there's a lot of traveling, a lot of things going on. We were trying to squeeze it all in.
Yeah. So we were supposed to go to Ireland. Actually, we were supposed to go last September. And because of my husband's work, we had to put it off.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, it's right before we are going to Disney, because Disney's planned a year ahead of time. So it's close to each other. So sorry about that.
That's all good. All right. But now for some Disney birthdays. We have so many birthdays, honestly. The first birthday is Maria Hill on April 4th. So happy birthday to Maria Hill. She's a character from the Marvel series. So she's like one of the main characters kind of on the background of like Agent Shield kind of. And then she's actually the only Disney birthday. The rest of the birthdays are all in our personal lives. So first up, what we have my Aunt Rosie, whose birthday is on April 3rd. My close friend Allison, her birthday is also April 4th, along with Maria Hill. My Uncle John's birthday is April 7th. And my friend Hannah's birthday is also April 7th. And the day this podcast comes out is April 1st, which is my Uncle Jimmy's birthday, and also April Fool's Day. So happy April Fool's Day to anyone who celebrates April Fool's Day. And then the next day after this podcast comes out on April 2nd is my birthday. Mm-hmm. So it's also my birthday. We have lots of early April birthdays. So I was kind of surprised when I was doing the notes when I was like, wow, everyone's born in the early April, which is so wild. Yeah, but for this week though, yeah, a lot of birthdays this week, which is kind of wild though. So yeah, so happy birthday to everyone. So many birthdays.
Yes,
and again,
my birthday
as well. I'm also running a half marathon later this week as well on Saturday. So I'll also be running that half marathon. So that'll be super exciting as well. A local half marathon, not a Disney one. So, all right, and that transitions to our final segment of the podcast, our Disney memory. So do you have a Disney memory for this?
Disney memory about eating.
It doesn't have to be about eating. It can be anything.
Well,
so.
Usually I try to tailor my memories.
Yeah, we try
to what
to
we're doing
theme
here.
It, but.
And I have to say that I think my biggest memory is when we first went to Crystal Palace when you were little. When I think about it, it was like one of the big things when you guys were, you know, young, and Winnie the Pooh, and how much we used to watch the Winnie the Pooh movies and different things. And I just love the idea when I think about it, when we went there, and I can actually see us sitting at the table and the characters coming around and getting so excited to take pictures with them and stuff. That's the fun. I mean, you're paying for that. That's why, like I said, we don't go to like places like Cinderella's Royal Table and spend that kind of money and do that kind of stuff at this point. But I have to admit, when you're young and that mesmerizing face of when they came by and you just smiled because you recognize them is my memory.
Yeah, no, for sure. I feel like mine, I kind of talked about this before, but when we went to Be Our Guest for the first time, it was so amazing to walk into that room for the first time and see it in real life because it's just so gorgeous. It's so beautiful. I think Disney should do like ticketed events in that venue. So for instance, at the Hogwarts, at the Harry Potter Studio Tour in Watford in England, in the United Kingdom, they will do whole like events, like paid events that people pay for, and they can have dinner in the Great Hall of Hogwarts. So the set piece that they have there that you go to, you can sit down and have dinner there. It's very expensive to do. I've heard people do it. They say it's super fun. It's so cool to sit in Hogwarts and like have dinner there. I think they should do that as a ball in that room.
Oh, that would be a ticketed event. Oh my God, they'd make a fortune.
I think they should have the food and like the tables kind of in the East Wing and the West Wing. And then they should have that main room as like a big dance floor essentially. And like host ballroom. A ball in that room. I think that would be so cool if they did that. I mean, like it would be, you know, even if it was thousands of dollars for only like the rich to go or something like that.
They would sell out.
I think that would be so cool to do and have like a whole event just there. And then, you know, have people dress up maybe in ball gowns to go to it and have like a whole event just like in that room.
Because they have it,
is beautiful. And I think they should really take advantage of it. And just thinking of like when they do that in the Great Hall for Hogwarts and the Harry Potter tour, I think that would be so successful. I think that'd be so
cool.
And I would love to do that. Even if you had like maybe just Belle and the Beast there too, like hosting it. I think that would be just amazing. So I just love that
good
concept.
Good idea. You should send it to them.
Right. We should be their marketing manager.
Right. I want to be your marketing manager. This is some ideas I have.
No, I'd have to move to Central Florida. All their headquarters is in Central Florida. I'm not sure if I'm ready to work at a Kissimmee, Florida right now. So I'll have to think about it. But yeah, but I just think that would be a really fun, really cool idea. But I do remember the first time going, just being so like my breath was just taken away of just how beautiful it was and how amazing it was. I think it would be really cool to walk into that room, to have it with no tables and chairs, just have it empty and just ready as like set up for a dance, like for a classic ball in that room. So we just love that idea. But all right, thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast. Make sure you give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And if you're listening on YouTube, leave a comment below. Also, make sure you're following us on social media. Our Instagram is Spaceship Earth Design. And again, I will have that dedicated Instagram post where you can let us know, what do you order when you go to these restaurants? What do we need to order
when we go to these restaurants? Make us
really
feel
is what
better.
It is. Yeah, let us know what we're doing wrong in these restaurants, because again, we're not big Magic Kingdom table service people, but I know other people are. They love some of these restaurants. So I really want to know what you're eating there and what we should get. And maybe, we will try Crystal Palace again in the future. So we'll see. But thanks so much for listening to this week's episode, and we'll see you all real soon. Bye-bye.